السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam, we see the calamity about the Rohingya. We bear witness massive killing of Muslim young children, women, you name it. We bear witness mankind is watching because of us. What it mean? We very weak. We very defeated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not coming to our aids. Why? Why? It's very simple. One man, early days, he said, do you know who you are? You are, think about it like you are in a prison and you have a death sentence. And this is the truth. We are in the present of dunya, and we living a death sentence by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ordained. We do not know when, where, how. All this tragedy and all this mischief on earth because we forget who we are. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us to live the message for the message. One brother asked me what to do. The minimum to ache, to make dua, and to do what I'm doing. We have to spread the message. Until now, the old ummah do not understand what the message is. Imagine, we do not know what the message is. We think I'm doing Umrah, it's fine. I did Hajj, it's fine. I'm doing some charity, it's fine. But what is the message? Nobody knows the message. Nobody living for the message. The message of Islam has been completely smeared. Hundred of years to go. And between the colonialism and loving dunya and our ignorant, and may Allah forgive our scholar, don't keep talking about halal and haram, this and that, but no message, no understanding, no purpose of life, what I'm living for, what I'm supposed to do. This why? When you have no akhirah, you have dunya. When you have dunya, we talk about it many times, the disease of the heart. When the disease of the heart comes, jealousy, envy, hate, angry, this and that, jealousy, stingy, arrogant, like yourself, and all this make us deny something very important and very crucial, the brotherhood and sisterhood for Allah, and to be united the maximum we can. Today we're missing the basic. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. Only the believer is brotherhood. We do not have it. Nafsi, nafsi, my family, my children. And after that, when we see this message, we cry, we feel ache, we make dua, and we go back to our dunya again. You think Allah will aid us? You think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guard us? No. We in it. And we'll increase Gaza, time after time. Lebanon, Syria, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Bangladesh now, Rohingya, the Chinese Uyghurs in north of China, 25 million under complete martial law from China government. They cannot pray, they cannot have mess. They cannot. Go study. And in the meantime, you have 95% of the ummah living in their own dunya and watching. Watching. And we ache and cry and link and link and link, and we go back to our dunya. Like we didn't do anything. First, we again remember what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and love in dunya is the mother of all sins. The mother of all sins. By this way, the one who asked me a question, what to do? We make dua, we cry to Allah, and we have to make da'wah. What is da'wah now? Da'wah to Allah, da'wah to akhirah, da'wah to the purpose of life. Da'wah, we are responsible about all this calamity. We are responsible. Imam Ahmad ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayhi, he said it. He said, if one Muslim sleep from hunger, or die from hunger or any hardship, the whole ummah will pay the price if they do not come to their aid. By this way, again, we have to educate the ummah as soon as possible. We have to do whatever we can. To when we die, we said, Allah, I tried. By this way, everyone is accountable if his own ability and capability, money, knowledge, health, ability, you name it. This why, if you go back and read, when people ask who you are, I said, I'm a Muslim. I'm doing tiny part of my duty to save my neck in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when I met him and he asked me, what you done to my deen? I said, Allah, I tried. I just try, Ya Allah. I try. Allah, he want us to try. And keep trying. And have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And make dua for the rich people to spend for the poor people. And make dua against the tyrant among us. The enemy of Islam within. Because today we have a lot of enemy of Islam within, more than outside. May Allah save us from being the enemy of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those to aid the message of Allah, alleviate the message of Allah, alleviate the suffering of Allah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Make dua. The ummah is bleeding. And will keep bleeding, is will not end, is going and will going to increase. But what Allah wants from me, He wants to do my utmost, my best. And the minimum I can do, make dua day and night for them. Real dua. May Allah accept our dua and our effort. And make us an eyewitness of goodness. Not eyewitness of calamity. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aid them, supporting them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us go back to Allah to gain His aid. Ya Allah, we are so weak. Give us strength. Ya Allah, we are defeated and nobody can give us victory except You, Ya Allah. Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. And I will ask you to go and read the article about Journey of Victory Within, verse of Journey of Defeat.